Safely Sharing the Road with Farmers. We're visiting today with Cheryl Skolas with the Center for Ag Safety and Health, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Division of Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger. Cheryl, what are some of the dangers of sharing the road with farm equipment?
One is speed difference. As that farm equipment is traveling along maybe 15, 20 miles per hour, and you come speeding along at the 55 mile an hour speed limit, the time difference between the two, you know, you cover that distance so quickly that if you don't recognize that farm equipment up ahead of you, that you may not have time for stopping. And that's our one key one. The other one is because of the size and the length of a lot of our farm equipment, they need to change their road position when they go to make a left-hand turn. And people will oftentimes that have been in crashes with farm equipment say, I thought they were moving to the right so that I could make the move to pass around them. And in reality, they were moving to the right so that they could make a wider swing to make that left-hand turn, and then the individuals have crashed into that farm equipment. So those are our two of our really big factors.
So what should motorists this season be looking for, especially now that it's warmer out, now that we're all driving on the highways a little bit more?
Once we start the cropping season here in Wisconsin, because of our dairy industry, we go throughout the summer and into the fall with a variety of different types of farm equipment. So anytime you see a tractor up ahead or a combine, some piece of farm equipment, you know, immediately think slow down and just take that time, you know, to assess that what's up ahead of you. Farm equipment, it all is required to have what we call a slow-moving vehicle emblem. It's that orange and red triangle that will be on the back of that equipment. And that's an indication that it's slow moving, usually under 25 miles an hour. So when you see that SMV emblem, you know, start slowing down and around that equipment. Or if you're meeting oncoming farm equipment, you know, slow down too, because oftentimes equipment is wider than the lane of travel and they may be, you know, over the center line a bit. And so, you know, if you slow down, it gives them time to, you know, shift their position more to the right. And it, you know, why it's legal to travel over the center line, they need to get over, but your slowing down will help give them that added time.
Going off of that, is it legal to pass farm equipment on highways?
It is no longer legal to pass farm equipment in no passing zones. So you can legally pass in a passing zone, but any area identified as a no passing zone, you cannot pass farm equipment.
So I know you mentioned a common cause of crashes is when farm equipment turn out so that they can make a wider turn. Are there any other common causes of crashes or accidents that you've seen?
One of the other common causes of crashes is just people misjudging the dimensions of that equipment and thinking, I have, you know, room to get around it on this road. And then that farm equipment might have a mailbox that they need to go around or come upon a bridge or some structure that they need to move. And so you don't have that space that you need to get around. So really realizing the width of the equipment, but also the length of the equipment, that it's not the same as passing, you know, a little car. You may have 50, 75 feet of distance that you have to pass. So being able to give yourself enough distance if you do decide to pass. In reality, the speed difference is probably going to take you in a mile, 2 miles, about under 3 minutes a time. Just staying back behind it and slowing down probably is the safest way to go.
So kind of talking about the dimensions, what might be the biggest piece of equipment we might see on the road this summer?
Our large equipment runs our self-propelled equipment, so our combines, our forage harvesters. We also have a lot of ag equipment in this state due to the canning industry, so the fresh vegetables, sweet corn, peas, pea harvesters. That equipment used to harvest those vegetable commodities is pretty good size too, and we don't often think about them, and they'll move from one area to another area, often kind of like in a train between the harvesters. Be watching out for that large equipment too.
To wrap up, what are some tips that you can give motorists to be better drivers at the same time as farm equipment?
You know, our best advice for sharing the road is just to slow down. Give that operator of that farm equipment the space, the time on the road. They will be watching for you. Also, don't travel close behind it, the same as what, you know, with a semi. It's big equipment. Their mirrors may not see you in a blind spot, so staying back and slowing down.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. We've been visiting today with Cheryl Skolas with the Center for Ag Safety and Health, UW-Madison, Division of Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Adam Wigger.